Making It is the show that we are all loving. And last night, our hearts broke when Sai Wai got eliminated from the competition. She joins us now. Good morning.
Oh, breaking hearts across Australia. It's quite exciting.
Oh, I know. I feel like this show is one that no one should be eliminated from.
Yeah, that's general consensus, but don't worry, like we don't ever leave. We end up living in the shack with Harley and Susie, so it's good.
Yeah, right.
they locked us in a shed.
I think it's just so wholesome, and it really is the show that we have needed this year. It's been so beautiful. And watching you last night, oh, when you took out the hands that you had made and you realised they didn't set, oh, it was just so, so heartbreaking.
It was just so wet that day and so humid. Because I'm from Melbourne, it doesn't get that humid.
Mm.
And I thought I just sort of adjusted everything properly. I kind of tried to allow for it, but it just, the crafting gods were not on my side that day.
I love how resilient you were, though. You were still smiling and being your happy Sai Wai self. And I wanted to know if you're always like this, or was it just, you know, the cameras are on, we've got to act cool.
I actually think, to be honest, and this is a lot about the crew that we were working with, is they made it so comfortable that I kind of forgot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were awesome. They were so awesome to work with. Like, I cannot tell you how professional they were. And, yeah, you kind of just forgot. I forgot I was mic'd up, so Lord knows what's on that B-roll. I've come out of the fashion industry where anything can go wrong, will go wrong. So this is kind of like, oh, yeah, I can fix it, I can fix it. I think it's just this kind of cockeyed optimism I have, maybe. I'm not too sure what it is.
I think you're just a beautiful person. I think that's what it is.
That's so cute. I've just heard, like, I think this is the really strange thing about it. I suppose it's like a slightly different reality TV experience than most people have, because it's not a show that sets you up to fail or to sort of pit people against each other. So all the comments and everything have been so lovely and so nice. And I've read every single message.
Aww.
And it's so sweet.
I love watching all of you help each other as the time's running out and the challenges, and it's just so nice to see.
Yeah, see, the people who make and people who craft are the people that you want on your team when you're doing that group assignment.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, because we've come out of studio practices or working together in groups on different projects, we know how to do that. And I think also people who do craft and make are really empathetic and generally kind. So I think, we kind of see when people are struggling and things like that. So through the whole process, everyone was really well supported and really well taken care of, which was nice.
It certainly is the type of show that keeps you up, because I usually go to bed at 7:30, but last night I sat there in front of my television and I watched all the way through it, and I was up going, what just happened? How is Sai Wai leaving?
Oh. I know. My phone blew up. My Instagram blew up. All my socials blew up last night, and I felt so terrible because I couldn't warn anyone either.
Yeah.
So I was just sitting there going, oh, this is not going to be good.
Well, what is next for you? What's the next step from here? How do we keep up with everything you're doing?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. I've got two Instagram accounts. So I've got one that's Pleaty Bunny, and then another one that's just my name, Sai Wai Fu. So one of them's like my more art-based account, which is under my name, and Pleaty Bunny is sort of more my day-to-day kind of ridiculousness, mainly photos of the cat and the dog and what I've been eating.
Oh, perfect.
But also other stuff, like I think maybe more craft-based stuff and other projects and stuff to get people inspired. So, watch that space. I'm also a practicing artist, so I've got an exhibition coming up in November with Australian Galleries, which is my gallery who represents me in Melbourne. And they've also got a gallery in Sydney as well. And then next year I've got a really big exhibition coming up with another artist I collaborate with, who's a Thai ceramicist, Vipu Sirilasa, but I can't tell you where it is yet because it's still embargoed, but it's I'm so, so, so excited about it. I'm really thrilled at the gallery that we're showing at.
I loved you from the minute you made Harley and Susie put on those Team Panda hats. If you're looking for another member, send one to our studios.
Oh, no, Team Panda is super inclusive, so we welcome everyone. As long as you want a nap and have snacks, we're good.
That is my favourite thing. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Sai Wai from Making It. Thank you.
See ya.